This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators, and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit.
AI Summit ki exhibition mein maine world leaders ko dher sari cheeze dikhai. Summit mein duniya bhar ke leaders ko bahut prabhavit kiya. Pehla product Amul ke booth par tha. Isme bataya gaya ki kaise AI जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 AI असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं।
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched 3 Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever.
इस समिट में दुनिया को एआई के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है। इस दौरान भारत ने 3 मेड इन इंडिया एआई मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए। यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी एआई समिट रही है।
Prime Minister Modi spoke about a little girl from Kerala, Alan Sharon Abraham, who lost her life at the age of just 10 months. He lauded Alan's father, Arun Abraham, and mother, Shirin, for their decision to donate Alan's organs. He remarked that awareness about organ donation is steadily rising in India these days. Rajaji Utsav is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari will be unveiled in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan, replacing the statue of the British architect Edwin Lutyens. An exhibition on C. Rajagopalachari will also be held during the Rajaji Utsav from 24th of February to 1st of March. Speaking about digital arrest, Prime Minister Modi said, a lot of awareness was generated in the society regarding digital arrest and digital fraud after he spoke about these in Mann Ki Baat. He cautioned citizens to remain vigilant in this regard. The Prime Minister remembered former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha ahead of her birth anniversary on the 24th of this month. Mr. Modi wished everyone the best for the holy month of Ramzan. He also extended his greetings to the people for the upcoming festival of Holi. Former Assam Congress Chief Bhupen Kumar Bora joined the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP in Guwahati today. A veteran politician from Assam, Bora was associated with the International Congress for over 3 decades before recently resigning from the party. He represented the erstwhile Bihapuria constituency in the Assam Legislative Assembly from 2006 to 2016. However, he lost the seat to the BJP in 2016 and 2021 assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut today. He is currently undertaking a metro ride till Meerut South station. After that, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and dedicate various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. At least 17 Afghan civilians died and a dozen others injured as Pakistan Air Force conducted airstrikes targeting civilian residential areas along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Afghan government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said, Pakistan Air Force bombed civilians in Nangarhar and Paktika provinces last night, killing and wounding dozens of people, including women and children. Pakistan Information Minister Ataullah Tarar confirmed the attack. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Super 8 stage, Group 1 includes India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa. Group 2 consists of Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.